Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codis, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you have to keep listening to find out what day Miss Jolene's going to be here. So sorry about that. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. Got some birthdays to do, and today is our 837 episodes today, so 837 episodes as of today. Let me pull up my birthdays. I've got a little dog biting on my damn hand, I've only got one hand at the moment because I've got a dog chewing on the other damn hand. Birthdays today. We have Miss Lisa Jones. Happy birthday, Miss Lisa. I've known Lisa for several years now, so happy birthday, Lisa, man. She's down there, I think, in London. Then we have a girl that I've known since I was probably about 14, 15 years old, Lisa McConnell Gilbert. Happy birthday to you, Miss Lisa. Then Stan Weller Von Mosdorf. Happy birthday to you. And that is actually all of my Facebook family and friends' birthdays today. Didn't have too many today. Looks like I got several for tomorrow. A lot tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll make up for the ones that we didn't have today. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Yes, ma'am. I got one, if I can pronounce his name. Stan Weller Von Mosdorf. He lives in California.
Yeah, I've got him. Yeah, I've got him too, Paula. I've got him too.
And,
yeah. Yeah, I was trying to say his name right, so if you didn't get it right, maybe I did, or maybe you got it right and I didn't.
Well, happy Hindi birthday, ever how you pronounce your name.
Absolutely. The weather, oh my God, it is sunny today and 73 for the day after Christmas. Pioneer Paula, I know you've got me beat.
No, it's 72. It was 73, but now it's 72, and it's cloudy with a lot of ominous clouds, black clouds moving in. It's windy and thunder, loud thunder.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's windy here. It's really, really windy here, but I mean, it's like, wow.
It was Sunday, well, sunny this morning when we all met at the Cracker Barrel, but no, and it was warmer. But it's just windy, and it's been raining some, and the thunder is just got the dogs looking around.
Well, we've got a 65% in our area. We've got a 65% chance of rain, but I mean, man, I've not seen a drop of rain today. 70% chance tomorrow, so I'm sure we're probably going to get some rain.
Yep. And then it's going to start getting cold again.
Yeah, I think, 34 for tomorrow night, 64 for the high tomorrow, so. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
That is takes up an hour.
Really?
That's what it just buzzed.
Really?
No, I had that. Yeah, that's what it just buzzed on my phone.
Oh, my. So now you're
in
this. Wow. Well, I have to do a do-over tomorrow because I actually got up, got dressed, run to the post office. You know, I mean, shit, man, I wasn't the only person at the post office. There was all kinds of people there at the post office today with to pick up your packages. You know, like this one lady, she was sort of furious and mad. She was an elderly lady. She said that, she waited all day Saturday for her mail to come because, you know, she had their last-minute Christmas gifts. And she said, what happened? She says, she finally, you know, never did even see them, and she knows that that her mailbox wasn't blocked, but they put her a note in her mailbox that said, due to your mailbox being blocked, we couldn't deliver your mail, so they took it back to the thing. So she was there to try to get it this morning to find out, you know, the post office was closed. They were observing Christmas today.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize. Oh, well, we got sirens going off.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, you know, I was like, okay, you made the mail people work on Christmas Eve. How much sense does that make? And then you let them off today and said that you was observing, oh, my,
well,
I've got a Tasmanian devil.
Too.
Oh, the banks are closed also.
I think the banks did it today, too.
Well, from what I understood and read, it's a federal holiday today is.
Right.
You know, I was really surprised about that. You know, to see that it was a federal holiday. I was like, really? Shocked me.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready to go get my mail that I was going to mail back out of my mailbox because it might blow away today.
Well, I guess everything will be back in
the blowing.
Oh, my.
That's what makes it eerie is when the wind stops blowing and you got the tornado thing going. Like, okay. Still ain't going to that spell yet, though. Whoa, it's still too scary down there.
I got a Tasmanian devil attacking me, so I've had to just finally pull my whole damn arm out of the shirt. Because, I mean, she's literally trying to eat me up. And
I'm
trying to jump
you,
up my face now.
They'll cut teeth on stick. They'll cut teeth on stick or firewood, and then you'll have mulch.
Yeah, well, so far she's cutting teeth on me.
But stick's a whole lot easier.
Oh, I know. She actually hit a place there on my arm that I guess is where I must have it looked at, but sort of hurt. She's a playful, but
yeah,
the teeth will be over
that.
With before you know it. Bite her back.
Yeah. Bite their ear back. Like, yeah, it hurts, don't it? Don't do that.
Right. Man, I mean, the New Year's almost here. Paula Sessions is going to be in for too long.
Yeah. And we got another KET channel. It don't have nothing on it yet, but the squares, but it looks like we're going to have 4 KET stations.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe they'll have the sessions on that one.
Well, how cool is that?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. Since I always get the KET, now I'll get another KET channel.
Yes. Absolutely, Paula.
They just don't have any weather, or, you know, they don't have any weather.
Right. I was trying to see. I see it, Paula.
Down.
Yep, I've got one too, Paula.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Okay,
well,
I got
how
my
cool
roaches
is that?
Ready for 420.
I've got a Tasmanian devil on my arm. Or the video of this bitch. I mean, she just is trying to eat.
I would bite her. I would bite her back. But
yeah, well, she's actually hanging on to the end of my shirt, my shirt sleeve.
Oh.
You know, but I mean, hell, I can't even walk through the house. She wants to grab a hold of my pants leg, you know, and during I almost stepped on her. Was it? Yeah, you know, like run right under your feet. She's a sport little baby. Let's see. Photographer, journalist. I don't know. Behind the scenes, I don't know what's going on there.
I've
actually seen better
days. Now the wind's coming in and the rain again.
Now we've had a windy day all day here. Like I say, I have to do I feel like I'm on Groundhog's Day because I'm doing a do-over tomorrow and starting my day out tomorrow just like I did today, going to the post office. And since it was closed today, I'm thinking, oh, man, it's really going
to
be bad tomorrow. Because the
yeah,
first thing
I
thought
to go, I'd wait till the day after.
No, I can't, though. I have to go. You know, but what surprised me, you know, when I was pulling up in there, I thought, oh, wow, last time I was here, man, it was, like, packed. That was right before Christmas. Today I pulled up in there, and there's, like, one automobile there. I thought, oh, well, this would be quick in and out. And then as I pulled in, a lot of other people pulled in, and the next thing I know, I'll get up in there, and it's like, nope, they're not. They didn't even have a sign saying they were closed either, was what the funniest thing was. But, of course, you know, they've got it open for the people that has P.O. boxes, you know. But you would think that they would have posted that, you know, we're going to be closed on such and such date.
Yeah, the banks do.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy. That's a quick in and out, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a quick in and out, Paula. Even though I got to do it all over again tomorrow. It's like, well, all right, got to do this again. Got to do it again. I will. Have to do it again. I haven't seen any. I mean, thankful nothing that I've seen anything tragic or bad happen. Let's see. I think I might have did post something in the radio from yesterday or last night. Let me see. What's his name? Died yesterday on Christmas Day. How tragic was that? George Michael, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he died yesterday. I said, oh, that was tragic. You know, I always thought of him as the love song man. And I said, you know, and it's tragic that he died on the day of Christmas, you know. It's always hard for the family.
Did he have a heart attack, or had he been sick? Or
well, Paula, I had seen that he died. Which here's the kicker. Here's the kicker now, folks. I had no idea he was gay. No, he was gay, and he died. He had been fighting and battling AIDS. So I guess he. It was my understanding from what I'd read in one of the articles I read. Now, he had died from complications from the AIDS that he had been battling, and I had no idea. I had no idea he was gay. Because that's the first thing I'm the question. I'm like, he was gay? And everybody I was talking to is like, yeah, Codust, you didn't know that? Well, no, I didn't fucking know that. Did you know it, Paula?
Nope. I sure did.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess you can tell that we're getting old because, you know, I was talking to a younger person last night, and this younger person was telling me that we were talking about the heroin epidemic and the different things, you know, and how actually I've been fighting and battling for 15 years in the political system and things, and up until 15 years ago, I wasn't active or involved in any of the activists or anything, but for 15 years, going on 15 years now, you know, it's really consumed my life for 15 years. And we were talking about that. And we got to also talking. And so one of the questions one of the young people asked me said, well, what do you feel like you've accomplished anything in the 15 years? Well, no, I don't. Ain't that sad? I mean, yeah, I've went to a lot of sessions. You know, I've made a lot of phone calls. I've spoke with a lot of people. I've met some of the greatest people ever was. But as far as getting anything accomplished for the folks, the people that even right down to the co-industry, you know, the gun people, the gun rights activists and things, all these activists, different groups and things, I don't think anything. I said that's sad. I have to say, in 15 years, I've not seen anything accomplished in this. And you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't know what sort of makes me feel bad. And so, anyhow, we got to talking about, you know, how bad the heroin problem was. And so these young people were educating me to tell me that the heroin epidemic is just about over with. The people that were sitting on heroin right now, the big thing, the big next big comeback drug is going to be cocaine again. And then that'll slowly fade away to something else. And, you know, it's the trending of over the years. I mean, of course, I guess they're tracking this. And you know, and they were talking to me about, you know, about back in my time. And they were trying to convince me that, you know, like my people was the ones that come up with going out there and getting the mushrooms out of the cow piles to eat the mushrooms, you know. Well, fuck, I didn't know nobody doing that back then, you know.
No, that wasn't even real popular that I knew of back in the 60s and 70s. I'm sure maybe in California or a place like that, but not where I lived. We smoked cigarettes and some drank.
Now, I'm like you, Paula. Maybe in the bigger cities and things that was a popular thing that was going on, but I'm like you. Here in Kentucky, you know, we're always 100 years behind, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of these older people were doing. Well, here, let's take Blackie effing White, for instance. Blackie effing White, he never smoked his first joint until he was 32 years old.
I was 23. I didn't drink. I started cigarettes at 15. Actually, I started King Edward cigar butts, and then I was 23 before I ever drank, and then started smoking pot. I didn't have a job before I ever did all that.
Right. I mean, so see, you know, I mean, I think things are getting blamed on us that, you know, no, you know, not here in Kentucky, folks. I mean, it might have been happening somewhere in one of these other states, but that wasn't happening here in our, you know, here. And if it was, it was a hush-hush thing kept in the closet.
Right. I mean, you got to have cows because you got to have the cow patties in order to get the right mushrooms, too.
Right, exactly, Paula. You know, the only mushrooms I knew about as a child was the dry land fish that you fried and eat.
Right.
Right. It was the food, you know. We got about 2 minutes before we take a break, but I was talking
about my throat lined out.
We done Christmas dinner with my mother yesterday, and as we done Christmas dinner with my mother says, you know, she has one of my favorite things. My mother makes the best cornbread and soup beans in the world, and I love soup beans and cornbread. And she said, yeah, she said, you know, I had to get into it with your dad. She said, you loved him so much that, and I remember this, there was a many a times I eat soup beans and cornbread for breakfast. That's what I wanted. I did not want gravy and biscuits. I didn't want cereal. I didn't want pancakes. I wanted gravy and, I mean, I wanted soup beans and cornbread, and she said my dad used to get on to me all the time, and she said she finally just, you know, I mean, because I just plead and begged all the time for that she finally told him it's food, and as long as it's food, and if that's what she really wants, and that's what she's going to eat, then let her have it, you know, and I remember that. Oh, I would eat them cold.
Oh, me too.
Eat them cold, yeah. Yeah, they didn't have to be warmed up, you know. And my children were looking at me like I've lost my mind. It's like, really, Mom? Really? Yes. But we're going to take a break. This song is written by Dustin Costas, doing 15 years in Colorado. He'll be 76 years old when he gets out. It's called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana by the Reefer Kings, and we'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
Puff, puff, pass. In fast.
I'm trying to click it. Yeah, I'm
in
trying
fast.
To click it. It's like, okay, come on, song. Here we go.
In fast.
It's me, Dave, man. Open up, I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up, I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Honeb, henab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, Indrasen, Pia, Insangu, Kapkif, Kiev, Kini.
Dave? Yeah, Dave!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh, Dave's not here. Somebody pushed him off the damn cliff.
That's right, and my mailbox is on the ground. I didn't get the envelope out quick enough.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep, I promise. And a big old limb at the in between the trailer and the house could come down, too.
Oh, my. Y'all must be getting some really strong winds then, Paula.
Well, the mailbox is old, so, you know, it wouldn't take a whole lot to blow it off, but it blew it off.
I want to give a big shout-out out there to Randall Bland and Michael May and Pioneer Paula. Thank you all so much for sharing and liking the show and things. Man, I just keep hearing everybody. Tornado warnings in December. I guess y'all got tornado warnings down through there in the area too, Paula?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen Chuck Thompson's daughter say that. Seeing people that even say that they've been sick for 3 weeks. Man, drink some lemon water, people. I mean, I've had a little sickness going on too, but not like everybody else is, sounds like it. I mean, hey, I'm going to drink me a big thing of lemon water tonight. I am. Drink me a big old glass of lemon water tonight. I guess that's about it. Man, the wind's really picking up. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and close this on out. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Love you with all my heart.
You're probably getting what I'm getting tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. God bless everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you. Have a good evening.
Well, if
we can get you
quiet.
A little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.